Welcome back. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Good morning. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Not too good, not too bad. Right, this is
bothering me.
I'm calling to speak about the water issue. I'm a St. John's resident. Miss Haig, every Thursday, the water, we don't get no water from yesterday, early, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. This is happening a couple of weeks, well, now start again today. And the water does not come back until Monday. People have their stocks, and we are desperately for water. I have an injury to my shoulders that causes me to have arthritis. I can't lift things with my hands. So even when the water truck comes around, you ask them to help you to bring some water in the yard or reverse the truck in the gap so they can fill up the tank or whatever for you. They say they can't do it. I mean, I'm an elderly person. And there's no, it don't seem as though there's no help for our elderly people in this place. We're only getting talk, but we are not getting no service. It is so hard on us. People would tell you if you don't have neighbors. Neighbors look out for themselves. Nobody looks out for the elderly now. It don't seem as though nobody cares. And the water bill is getting higher and higher, Miss Haig. You're getting less water or no water for days, and the water bill is high. When you call them, they're telling you that's the water you use, so you have to pay for it. It's ridiculous. People are suffering in this country.
And you said this happens every week for the last...
Every weekend.
Well, you are aware, though, the BWA stated that there's some challenges with the getting a consistent water supply.
Yes, I hear that, and I hear it over and over every day.
And the trucks that you just spoke about.
Last week, we saw a truck one time, and I was at church. That was Sunday.
You have a tank?
No, I don't have a tank, but I have containers. Catch water.
And you get help lifting the containers from the...
That's what I asked them to do. Reverse the truck back in the gap to put water for me because I cannot lift the bucket.
But who would lift them after they do that? They bring it inside for you or how do you manage?
That's what I'm saying, Ms. Haig. It's hard.
Oh, so they
don't help you.
But I'm sure if you ask, I mean, there's no way that...
Ms. Haig, I asked them over and over. The last time the truck went down here and I asked one of the guys and he said, no, his back is hurting too. I asked the other guy and the guy said to the other guy, come, let's go. Don't pay her no attention. This is the way those people
But you
carry
need to report that to the Barbados Water Authority Customer Service.
I'm tired of complaining to them. I'm tired, Ms. Haig. It seems as though it's nowhere out. I am tired. Truck after truck come, you cannot ask those men to do anything for you. I show them, look, right now my hands are swollen from all in the wrist to the fingers. You can't get water. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not saying that you are not giving us an accurate account of what occurred. I'm a little surprised because... BWA states different that their tankers assist elderly. I heard it announced in the Wells of Parliament last year in the estimates by the general manager. When he was asked, said they were trained. I can say for sure in 2016, October, right up until 2018, the team that were engaged with the BWA to do that, carried out those functions. And I didn't get the idea I, to me, it didn't occur to me, based upon what was being said by the BWA, that that had changed. The only thing that had changed is that the guys got retrenched, but the actual exercise of helping individuals with the tanker service was supposed to still at least be in place.
Miss Hague, I don't have to lie. I wouldn't
No, I
lie.
Know. Listen, I, this is but one I'm time I'm telling you, I understand. I trust what you're saying, and I would never... what I'm saying is, what is surprising for me is that there was a team. It was called the Rapid Response. They would carry out those functions as well as, you know, deliver the water and do what they have to do. Due to the BERT program, as everybody knows, that, you know, we were all retrenched. However, it was stated by the Barbados Water Authority when asked those questions, and I believe it, well, I can't remember exactly which minister, but I believe it might have been from the St. Peter area or the north, was they asked, you know, there are a lot of old people out there, what is the BWA going to do when it comes to assisting the elderly with water and the challenges of lifting? And it was said, the guys are trained and they normally will assist. And I'm not, that's why I'm saying I'm not sure if that has changed. I will be very surprised if it has changed.
They're trained, but they're not carrying out their duties.
Well, that's why I'm saying
time.
That the HR
it's not
department.
One time, two times, over and over, they do not help you.
Well, again, you have to also recognize too, when the other guys were there, it wasn't mandated that they have to lift buckets. It wasn't in their contracts. Those guys back then owed a decency. I mean, what decent man would see an elderly lady and just stand up and open up a tap for her to catch the water to then let her lift it? I don't know what decent man would do that. However, that's why I said the guys that were there before, they did an excellent job, and they was not in their contract to do that. Now, I don't know if it's a case of it not being in the contract for the individuals that are now doing it. But one would think, oh, it's a decency. A lady like yourself in a position that you just described to me may need some help. What is happening then if what you're saying is correct? And hopefully it might just be that one truck. Because I would hate to think.
Different trucks come different times.
And do the same
and
thing?
And different men.
And you
they're
get the same.
They're not the same person.
And you get the same treatment?
The same thing. They don't help you and they're rude. Hmm. I'm telling you, and I would not tell you a lie. I have no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is regrettable. I'm hopeful that the Barbados Water Authority is listening. Because truthfully, they need...
Until Monday morning, we get water.
Well, there are a lot of old people in this country. There are a lot of persons with disabilities, persons living alone that don't have help to lift buckets. And whatever method that the BWA has put in place, or should I say improved in methods, they're going to have to look at that quickly. Because with a prohibition notice coming and water shortages, there's going to be a greater demand for water. And individuals like yourself will need some assistance lifting the buckets. I am very, very sad. I'm really, really sad to hear that you have experienced this, because that was not the BWA I know, I once knew. That is the truth. I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised that this has not been reported to the BWA. And if it has been, what has happened? Because I don't think that is something that the BWA, whether it's the old BWA or the new, I don't think that is something that the management of the BWA would welcome or not find a solution. Or the board, I don't think that they would allow that. But let's see what response we get from the Water Authority. You're from St. John, and you're asking now for some help in terms of if they can't get the water through the taps, at least give you some assistance with bringing the water to your home. There was another thing, too, that I heard the BWA stated, that the trucks can't get down into some of these areas, and they can't. But however, if you take a smaller vehicle, one of those L200s, and you go down the track roads, collect the buckets, bring it to the main road, and fill it for the people, then you don't have to worry about getting into the areas with the water truck. You can actually use another vehicle, and that used to happen, and that should still continue, in my humble opinion. You just need to make sure people get some help. And with the start of the of this, or the possibility of this virus probably coming to Barbados at some point, let's hope not, we want to make sure that people have water in place so that they can practice good hygiene. And that is very, very, very important. Thank you so much for calling, and I hope you get some help. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Can you talk up a little bit, please?
Good morning.
Yeah, still a little low.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, but barely. Maybe it's your phone?
No, it's not my phone.
Okay, well, I can hear you. I'm not sure if Barbados is hearing you, so talk a little louder.
Anyhow, hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. If you, yeah, keep that tone up, because you're a little distant.
All right, I call into praise.
Better.
Nah, sir. Mm-hmm. He's the only person that out there supporting the blacks and standing up for the black people and the black business people. There's some people that where you have to speak your mind, they don't like you, and that is what I like in him and Ralph Stahl and Dr. Brown. Because you in the fight, that don't mean that you have to go along with certain things. There have people before that used to be like standing up for black people, but not now. They get a big key and they change, they ain't standing up for the blacks some more. So I'm thankful for Nasser for standing up. And he don't make smashes and he don't beat around the bush. He tell it as it is. And that's what people do not like you, because when you speak your mind, they come after you. Like they have snakes. As you come on this program, they come up with a venom against you. So I just called to praise Nasser for standing up for the black business people and the black poor people in this country.
All right. Is that your contribution? Do you have anything else to add? Okay. Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. 11:23. We're going up until 1 p.m. Good morning. Go ahead. Good morning. Go ahead, I can hear you. Go ahead, I can hear you. You need to turn your radio off. I can hear you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on to the what program is this? This is the calling program?
Yes, so if you turn off your radio, just listen to your phone.
All right, let me lower it down a little, sweetheart.
Okay.
Here I am. All right, could you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. I'm calling on the behalf of the Water Authority.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one that get good service from them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I don't have any family or any relative working with the Water Authority or no friend. But what I call you to say from the woman that spoke just now is that I had a problem here, which in my meter is way out in the road, and every time a vehicle pass, to a cage, and they hit it off. And then I had to call Water Authority to look after the matter. So it was leaking on my side after they had the hit. I started to lose water on my side. So I called my plumber, and he was fixing it. And he left to go and get some part to attach it. And he wasn't here, so he left his son to continue digging the hole, so they have to go deeper. And the Water Authority van, they passing at the same time with four guys. I stopped them, and I said, can I ask you a question? They said, yes. I said, man, I always having a problem with my water meter because it's way out in the road, and when any vehicle pass, they're always hitting it. I said, could you put it over my fence? They said, no, they can't do that because they're not permitted to do that. What they can do is very closer to my wall. And you know, those guys came out of the truck and bring it close to my wall. And then afterward, they said, Mom, we're going to put it close to your wall. And then they even take the jackhammer or whatever you call it, is dig down with from the guy and finish digging the hole. They said, you're not digging this hole deep enough. And they dig the hole, and they were standing up there, the driver stand up and the other two guys, and they chatted me, and they're done with that, and they went away. Mm-hmm. They were going to repair some water somewhere, and they went away happily rejoicing. So I know that they have some guides that go around, they do things to you. But, you know, Jan, it's how you approach people, how you speak mm-hmm. to people, you get reward. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what is really the problem with the woman and them with the water.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that sometimes the BWA over the years have had some challenges with
yes.
people clashing with the personalities of the workers. That's
yes.
that's no secret. Yes. That's a fact.
Yes.
Over the years, there have been some improvement with the communication between the staff and the customers. And
yes.
And they still need to work on it, because up to
yes.
now, there are still some cases where you get some bad fruit, and that is every organization. I'm sorry
yes.
to hear that that has been that lady's experience.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm hopeful that...
But what I'm saying, that after that happened to her, and she said she called the company on several occasions, and she's not getting any response, that's what had me, that when I listened mm-hmm. to it, that had me strength. Because if these individuals like that, and they have somewhere that you can call and report it, mm-hmm. and you're not getting a response, what is the matter?
Well, I don't know, and I think that
you
the case is
that
worth
is
investigating. I'm sorry I didn't get her telephone
yeah.
number, but I think if during the course of the day
yeah.
before 1 o'clock, if she
yes.
can call back and give her a number, a name to the producer, we certainly can pass it on to the BWA so that they can investigate it and then ensure that she gets the level of service that not only she deserves, but everybody
yes.
in this country with water issues, give them the service that they deserve. All right? So I want to thank you. We also have a WhatsApp here with a person living in Sherbourne, St. John. He says that we hardly have water in Sherbourne, that they read 2 weeks ago on another newspaper, online newspaper, that Bomiston Pumping Station was pumping again. Yet, we still hardly get any running water in my area. Yes, there are community tanks in the area, but it means having to get a whole lot of water from those tanks in order to flush toilets, wash clothes, clean dishes, clean the house. It's a serious daily challenge. They went on to ask for me to give the lady who just called their number, and they left the number, and they're asking her, they're saying to her rather, reaching out, that they're willing to help her with her buckets if she happens to live nearby. So that's an individual reaching out to assist the lady who called, and the only way we can get that information would be to get back her contact info. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, Miss A.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm from Bosco Bell. Mm-hmm. We've been without water since Saturday morning. I mean, the water tankers are coming around. They're filling up the tank and so on. But my parents, they raise chickens. They have two water tanks, and they're just about empty. My parents are elderly. I mean, they're not that old, but, I mean, the tanks are just about running out of water. And we just need some help because they have quite a few chickens, and we don't want to lose them.
Are the tanks connected only to the chickens, or is it for domestic purposes? Is it like...
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So the challenge is what? The tanks are not being filled?
No, I don't know if water, they're just coming around filling the government tanks.
Filling the government tanks?
Those black tanks that are around. Yeah, they're just coming, the community tanks, they're just coming around filling
Oh, yes, okay, yeah. And not the individuals?
No, they haven't. I've been trying to get onto Water Authority to find out if they could, you know, fill those as well, because we have two of them. And even when the water comes on, the water is very dirty. You still can't use it.
All right, so let me see if I can understand you. Your community tanks in Boscobel are being filled. You live
yeah.
near to the community tank in terms of you can see it from your house?
Yeah, I have one right in front of my house, but it's not so much a problem for me
mm-hmm.
because I can get water from work.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I need water for inside my house, the tank is just there. But I was wondering, my parents have two but very
where,
big tanks.
Where do your parents here. Live in proximity to you?
I would say about 5 minutes walk.
Right. So they're not near the community tank. Like, you're just in front of it.
Yeah, they have one close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to find out if when the water tankers come around,
mm-hmm.
if they can fill those two tanks.
But this is what I'm asking you. Did they say, did you ask, did your parents ask when they came around, can you fill our tank before, so you would know what the response was?
Well, they said they don't have enough water to fill their personal tanks and the community tank as well. And every time they come around, nobody is willing to assist.
Hmm. So, but so you're saying that people who have community tanks, because I don't know, so I'm asking, people who have community tanks will not get buckets of water and tanks fill, but they'll get the community tanks fill, or is it, and please let me ask clearly because I don't want anyone to misunderstand the question, people with community tanks can still get buckets of water as well?
Yeah, they're coming around filling the community tanks.
And giving you buckets of water. All right. What they cannot do is to fill your tanks. Now, which is the domestic tank that you speak of on the house. Now, you're saying that this domestic tank is hooked up to your mom's and your parents' home as well as for the chickens. How big are the tanks?
I'm not sure, but they're very big.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Now, if you get all of that water and it's filled and, then what happens to everyone else? So when you are in a situation...
I'm not being unreasonable, but uh-huh. I mean, it's been 6 days we've been without water. And yes, you rely on the tanks, but they're running low.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that it's going to be before they turn the water back on, but we really need some help.
Okay, well, note to self, it's not never really a good idea to do your domestic, I think, for your chickens, and that's from experience seeing it happen, whereas you are now servicing yourself with water, you have to service the animals, and you've got to compromise. Now, both people may be both would be impacted, the animals and the individuals. It's always good to have a separate tank. I'll tell you why. You can actually use water from another source, from what you call non-potable tanks. Even the fire service can help with that for your animals. It doesn't have to be the 100% potable. It just has to be clean enough to service the animals. But when you're on to both, then it's a problem. So what I'll do is we'll make a plea to the BWA and we'll see what is... Hold on a second. I need to actually cough here. Thank you, Dennis. I didn't want to cough into my mic. Thank you so much. We just would make a plea to the BWA and to see what they say. But based on the fact that there's not a lot of water around for people in the north, it's going to be a little ticklish in order to fill those tanks. And if you say you don't know how big they are and they're big, it's not fair to everyone else in the neighborhood if they're 2 1,000-gallon tanks. The only way that those tanks, in my opinion, can be filled is if your parents agree to give everybody in that neighborhood a bucket of water when they come, which would be the fair thing to do. Yeah?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, maybe you can propose that to them. If you've got big tanks in the area and they're 1,000 gallons, if you want the tank filled, you have to help the people in the neighborhood, so that they too can get some. That way, people in the neighborhood won't feel so bad that you get yours filled and they have to catch buckets. They should then be able to come to you for some water, and then in turn, you should be able to give them some. That would be the way I would try to tackle that. But understand it, in a drought or drought-like conditions, there's going to be some rationing going on, okay? Ask them again and propose that. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two things to discuss. One is very, very serious. And I know I'm going to hear from some callers, or you may say that all the time, but when people's lives are at stake and at risk, you have to talk about it. I have been pleading for the longest while about something to be done about the Westmoreland Junction. I attended the meeting that was held on Monday, and the end response was there's no way they can do it. Apparently, it's because of lack of funds. That Johnson is not only dangerous to the people who live in the area, it's dangerous to everyone who uses that road. Everyone. It is very, very dangerous from almost every angle. They had three road deaths at that Johnson. I have called the Ministry of Public Works when the last person got killed, and it was promptly told by someone in authority, I have to write a letter to go on file. Now, I would have thought that after the first test, more attention would have been paid to that junction. And the solution, as the engineer agreed with me and others who made the point, it's not a roundabout. A roundabout, you've got to acquire people's property and all that. The solution is traffic lights. That is the solution. I am calling the Prime Minister to have discussions with personnel in the Ministry of Public Works and see how fast this thing can be remedied. Every day that something isn't done, people's lives are at risk, including the elderly and little children. There are two schools in the area. They have to be fixed.
So much for your contribution. Thank you. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.